Mesechtas Trumas, Parak Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Sar Truma Shenafla Al Pi HaMagura. If one Sar of Truma fell on top of the piles of grain that's in a storeroom, so there's Truma somewhere on the top of this grain in this large storeroom, Ukfa, and he skimmed off the top layer of the grain, and now he has skimmed off the truma plus other, more grain together with it in this top layer. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Im yesh ba'kafay me'asa, if there is in the kafay, the skimmed layer that he skimmed off, 100 sa, this is 100 times to the one part truma." And the Rav adds in this explanation from the Yerushalmi that explains this Mishnah, that it's not limited that it has to be 100 times within the skimmed area, but this is also in combined with the rest of the grain that's also on the floor of the storeroom. So if there's 100 parts to the one part truma combined between the part he skimmed off and all the other grain in the storeroom, if there's 100 times that level of truma, then tala be'acharumea, he'll be able to nullify this ratio of 1 to 100 will nullify the truma part that fell in, and he'll just take out one part and give it to the kayin. That is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, and this is following Rabbi Eliezer's shita mentioned in the last Mishnah, that the pressed figs in the top of the jug is combined with pressed figs down on the below at the bottom of the jug. We look at them together. Here too, the truma was somewhere on the top of the pile. It definitely was not on the bottom of the pile in the storeroom. And still, Rabbi Eliezer looks that it's all mixed together and it's all joined together and can be nullified. However, Rabbi Yeshua follows his opinion from the last Mishnah, that we did not look at the figs from the top of the jug in one mixed up conglomerate with the figs in the bottom of the jug. Here too, Rabbi Yeshua Eimer Leitali, he says it cannot be nullified because the grain at the bottom of the pile is definitely chulin. The truma did not end up there, it just fell right on top. And so we don't see that it's included in the suffix, in the questionable possibility of it being truma. It's not part of that suffix at all, and so it doesn't nullify the truma on the top of it. So what should be done? So Rabbi Yeshua says, if you have this type of case where sa truma shenafla pi hamagura, if you have this type of case where a sa truma fell on top of the storeroom, the opening of the storeroom pile, yikifena, he should skim off the top of the grain, and in doing so, the top layer is going to be a suffix. It's going to have to be eaten by a kain, but the bottom layer is definitely not truma. He knows that the truma didn't hit there, and so at least the bottom layer will be able to be eaten by a yisrael, and it won't have to be treated with stringencies of truma. The Mishnah asks, Vim Kain, if it's possible to fix the majority of the pile over here by just skimming off the top, then Lama Amru Truma Ayla Bacha Bamea. Why were they abundantly lenient and allowed the Truma to become nullified with 1 to 100 parts? Why was it necessary for them to give this leniency? Let them just give this Eitza of just skim off the part, the general area where the Truma landed, and the rest of it can be eaten by Yisrael. So the Mishnah says it's necessary, im ani yadua im belulasein, if it's unknown whether or not the truma got mixed together with the chulin. So it may not be on top of the pile, it might have been mixed all together in. Oy la'ayin aflo, or if he doesn't even know where in the pile the truma landed, it could have been on this side, this area. So if he has no clue where to begin to skim off, so then in such a case, he's going to need to come on to, there is no possibility of skimming off and allowing the other part to be eaten by a Yisrael, a non-Kayin. So therefore, he's going to, in that case, need to come on to the 100 parts to the one to nullify it. Mishnah Yud Beis. Shtei kupais u'shtei maguris. If someone has two different boxes, or two different maguris, two different storerooms of produce, of chulin produce, each one containing 50 sub chulin, 50 parts, and they're combining now to each make together 100 parts chulin to nullify truma. And you have a case where shenafla sub truma l'tay achas mehem, one sub truma fell into one of these two areas, but in yadu l'ez mehem nafla, and you don't know which one the truma fell into, ma'al zu azu, The two will be able to combine to nullify whichever, wherever the truma fell in, and you'll just have to separate one part truma from either box or either storeroom, and that's okay. And even though they're separate, it works because they all join together in the suffix. The truma is unknown which one it fell into, and so the same suffix, the same uncertainty of where this truma is, it could be in this box, this storeroom or this storeroom. So it merges these two areas together into one suffix, to one uncertainty that allows them to combine to nullify 100 to 1, nullify the truma. However, the Rav speaks out, this is only if the two boxes were the Rav says the two boxes could be even in two different houses, because since boxes are portable, it's possible for them to practically come together and actually merge together. So then in the suffix will bring the two together. The storerooms, however, need to be in the actual same building in order for them to merge together. That is the opinion, the first opinion of the Mishnah. Reb Shimon is more lenient, and he says, "Afilu him b'shtei ayores," even if the two boxes or storerooms are in two different cities, still malazu azu, they can combine the 50 parts here and 50 parts there to nullify the truma that fell into one of them that's uncertain where it fell into. They can merge even though they're in cities apart and there's no likelihood of them ever coming in contact with each other and merging together. But just by the fact that they're in the same uncertainty, the same suffix, that the truma is a suffix where it landed into this one or this one, that merges the two together to nullify the one part truma to the 100 part schulin between these two areas.